The purpose of this workshop is to see how well your ears can identify certain sounds and a few common musical instruments. Try not to look at the answers until you have answered all 12 questions. Do not send this workshop to AIA. It is for your information only. Question 1. You are listening to the sounds of a complete drum kit. Now we shall isolate one of the drums. Is it the bass drum, the snare drum, low tom, or high tom? Question 2. There is more than one instrument that can supply the bass sound in contemporary music recording. The bass guitar, six-string bass, acoustic bass, and synthesizer are the main ones used. Which of these four instruments are you hearing? Question 3. The following signal is being produced by an oscillator. What is its frequency? Is it 100 Hz, 1000 Hz, or 10,000 Hz? Question 4. Once again, you are listening to the complete drum kit. We will isolate the bass drum. As you can hear, the bass drum mic is also picking up the sounds from the rest of the kit. In order to eliminate the sounds from these other pieces, we will route the bass drum signal through a certain piece of equipment which is able to retain the sound of the bass drum and almost eliminate the other drums. The question is this: what is the name of the device which allows us to do this? Is it a compressor, a noise gate, or a digital delay unit? Question 5. Now we are adding an artificial effect to the snare drum. What is the name of this effect? Is it digital delay, reverberation, or flanging? Question 6. The electric guitar signal has been sent through a piece of equipment in order to smooth out the peaks and keep each note at a consistent volume. Which piece of equipment is used to achieve this result? Is it a compressor, a noise gate, or an equalizer? Question 7. Back to the drum kit again. Which of these drums are you hearing? Is it the bass drum, the snare drum, or one of the toms? Question 8. When this bass guitar was recorded, the level being sent to the tape recorder was too high, resulting in one of the following. Does the signal contain distortion, reverberation, or compression? Question 9. An effect has been added to the electric guitar. Is it known as flanging, chorusing, or phasing? Question 10. What is the term used to describe the effect that has been added to the vocal in this recording?
There are times when I feel my life slipping away from me, and all of the things that I want aren't the way I really want to be. But
is it double tracking, echo, or compression?
No, don't go away, time won't leave me alone.
Question 11. Can you identify this musical instrument? Is it a piano, a synthesizer, or a clavinet? Question 12. There are many varieties of guitar. Is this instrument an electric guitar, a 12-string guitar, or a nylon-string guitar? That's the end of workshop number one. Check your answers, and if you got any of them wrong, listen to the sounds one more time.